You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 12, Episode 2 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, and what Peter said about the need to add to our faith. In the first episode last week, we talked about how faith must be the foundation in what we're doing here. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about why we are to add to our faith. Let's get started. To review what we talked about last week, we're going to read again 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11 to get this in our minds. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge, and in your knowledge self-control, and in your self-control perseverance, and in your perseverance godliness, and in your godliness brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. We see there are several qualities that Peter said we are to add to our faith. And again, last week what we talked about is that faith must be the foundation. Add these things to your faith. But Peter goes on and explains why we are to do this. Notice what he said there in verse 5. He didn't just say that, I think you need to do these things, or it seems like this might be a good thing to do. He gave a good reason why we do this. Notice again verse 5, where we started. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, knowledge, and all the other qualities that he mentioned. For this very reason. Well, what is he talking about? He's talking about what he began this chapter. We started in verse 5. But the reasons why we add to our faith are given in the first four verses of this chapter. And so to understand why Peter is getting to where he is, why he's saying add to your faith, why add these qualities, let's go back and look at verses 1 through 4 of 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these things he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. There are a few reasons there in those verses why he would say in verse 5, for this very reason also, applying all diligence, add to your faith. So what does he say in the beginning verses of 2 Peter chapter 1? Well, to start with, he says in verse 1 that we have a like precious faith, as the King James Version uses the phrase. The New American Standard that I read from, it says the faith of the same kind as ours. But the King James is one that sometimes brethren use this phrase, even if they don't always use the King James Version. I like this phrase, a like precious faith. Thayer defines this as being equally precious, or Strong's is of equal value. Faith that is valuable. This faith that we have in common is a faith that is valuable, that is worthwhile. Well, why is faith valuable? Well, we can go into Peter's first epistle and see a reason. There are a lot of other passages we can look at, but if we think about what Peter wrote in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9, he says they're obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. Why is faith precious? Why is faith valuable? was faith leads to salvation. Faith is how we can save our souls. Why are we to add to our faith? Because our faith is worth something. Our faith leads to salvation. Our faith leads to eternal life. So why add to our faith? Because it is eternally valuable and worthwhile to add to our faith. But then another reason. You look at verse 3. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. God has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. If we trust God, and this is where faith comes in, if we trust God that he has given us all that we need, then we need to go to his word. We need to follow his will and add the qualities that he expects us to add. If we really trust God, if we really believe he's given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, that there's nothing that we need that he has forgotten or neglected or refused to give to us. If we have everything that we need, then we trust him. We follow him. If he tells us in his word, add these things to our faith, then because we trust him as the one who is the giver of all good things, as the one who has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, then we are going to add those qualities that he told us to add. But he also mentioned there in verse 3 that he called us by his own glory and excellence. Being called by God to his own glory, or by his own glory and excellence, means that as we think about how God is excellent, God is perfect, this implies that we are to excel. We are to continue to improve our service to God and our obedience to him. This is why Peter talks about adding to our faith. Why add to your faith? Why continue in these things? Why grow in these things? Because God has called us by his own glory and excellence. He has called us to excel, to be excellent as he is. Or as Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. But then another reason, the fourth reason, why we add to our faith is because God has granted to us his precious promises. Verse 4, by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises. Why has he granted us these promises? Well, he answers that in verse 4. Two reasons, that we may become partakers of the divine nature, that we can be like him. And two, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust, that we can escape this world. We can be saved. We will not have to perish as the world is destined to perish. So Peter says, add to your faith. Why? Why add to our faith? Why are we to pay attention to this? Well, he gave four reasons. Our faith is precious. Our faith is valuable because it leads to salvation. Two, because God has given us everything that we need, everything pertaining to life and godliness. Therefore, we can trust him that his way is best, and that if he tells us to do something, if he tells us to add something, that's what we need to do. And number three, he's called us by his own glory and excellence. God wants us to excel. He wants us to continue to improve and to grow. And number four, God has granted to us his precious promises. Promises that we can be like him, partakers of the divine nature, and that we can escape the corruption of the world and not perish as the world will perish. And so Peter gives these as the reason. So he says, for this very reason also, add to your faith. No, there's another step before that. Before these reasons and then add to your faith, he says, applying all diligence in verse 5. In the last episode where we talked about the foundation of faith, we talked about the fact that our faith is shown by our works, that we have to be willing to work. We have to be willing to be diligent. But more than that, this word means more than just diligence and work. It also means, and Thayer defines this word this way in his lexicon, that it also means that we do this with haste or with earnestness, that this is an urgent responsibility that we add to our faith. Well, why would it be? Why would it be an urgent responsibility? Well, we can skip ahead to 2 Peter chapter 3 and look at what he said there about the coming day of the Lord. And this is something that we are still looking forward to. We are looking forward to the day of the Lord, the day that, as he explains in verse 10, is going to come like a thief in the night. We don't know when this day is going to be, but we are to be diligent, earnest. We have an urgent responsibility to do what he told us to do in adding to our faith. Notice 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat? But according to his promise, we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless. This world one day is coming to an end. And we are to be ready for that day. We don't know when it's coming. And so Peter says that, you know, this day is coming. We don't know when it's coming. So make sure that you conduct yourself in a way that you are ready for that day. You're looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless. Or in other words, what he said in chapter 1, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. And let these qualities be yours and increasing. So as we go through these next several episodes, we're going to be looking at those qualities that we are to add to our faith. We've looked at the fact that faith must be the foundation. And then in this episode, we've seen the reasons that Peter gave as to why we are to add to our faith. So I encourage you to follow along and listen to the episodes as they are released each week and see how we can add to our faith, how we can improve, how we can excel as God wants us to excel, so we can be ready for that coming of the day of the Lord, whenever that day might be.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
2 weeks ago, I sent out a free PDF to Plain Bible Teaching subscribers containing all of the articles from our recent series, Identifying the Lord's Church. If you're not on the mailing list and you want to get this free PDF, you can still get it by signing up at the website, plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. And you will get that free PDF. We've got another free resource that'll be coming next week. And so you also be on the list to receive that along with our weekly newsletters each Friday. Next week, we're going to be talking about adding moral excellence. Until then, I hope you have a great week.